Welcome back, my friends, to the second half of our two-part series about communication with John Hammond. I'm so excited to have you back. You know that from listening to the first part of the interview that he is such an expert in this area, and he makes it so easy for you to integrate this information in every area of your life. Now in part two, we're going to be looking at the best advice when it comes to communication. So sit back, listen in, take some notes, because there's some exciting information coming up in part two. Here we go, part two with John Hammond.
What's the best piece of advice you've received regarding communication? Because, I mean, you've had years of experience in this, and I'm sure you've seen all different forms and types, especially going into corporations and helping them out with this, with communication. What's the best piece of advice?
Do you know, I thought about this, and I thought, well, really, it comes down to one simple thing, which is being yourself and being comfortable in your skin. Because people try, and they change, and I call it, it's a word that doesn't exist, but I made it up, and it kind of works, called pedestalization. We put people on pedestals. Now, I'll give you a small story about that. You know Meat Loaf, the singer, was my first big interview when I was very young in radio, and I put him on a pedestal. So I went into a dressing room with three questions in my mind, and that was it. And I asked him my three questions, and he said, what else do you want to know? And I couldn't think of anything else. And I put him on this pedestal, and I sort of looked up to him and treated him totally differently, but also I changed myself to do it. And that taught me a huge lesson. Because if you're yourself, and you're warm and open and honest and transparent, that's a great place to be. I see too many people that are not themselves. They try and be someone they think they ought to be, and then they start at some stage losing it because of that. So in answer to your question, being yourself is the most important thing you can be, and being true to yourself too.
Thank you. In reading your brief bio, it started out about you being in the art world and then being a DJ, then going into broadcasting and now into corporate training. If you were to do things differently, what would you do first?
I think that comes down to if I would do it differently. And to be honest, I wouldn't. Yeah, I've made mistakes down the way. I've learned more from mistakes than I have from when things went smoothly. I've been hugely fortunate to meet some fascinating people and work with fascinating people. But also, it's got me to where I am today with the knowledge and experience to help others. So would I change it? No, I don't think I would. It's been a great journey. I'm still very much enjoying it.
Absolutely. What excites you about getting up each day?
Shall I tell you, share with you, and I, honestly, this is a habit I have every day, and I've created this habit, and I stick to it. I look in my shaving mirror every day and say, okay, John, good day or bad day, your choice. And for me, that's really important. I make a choice to have a great day every day. And that excites me because it sets me up in the right way. You know, we bump into people every day and we say, how's your day going? And they say things like, not so bad or could be better. Well, they're living in a negative world. I talk a lot in my work about front foot, back foot. If someone is on the front foot, walking into a room, they're there, they're positive, they're in the room, they will be able to contribute and they will have fun doing it. If someone is on the back foot and they're always looking for the negatives, as someone called them the other day, which I love the expression, a mood hoover, which is a great expression. Right. Someone who hoovers up good mood. And we all know people like that, and they can be really, really wearing. So I just say, right, come on, every day is going to be a good day. Let's find out what it has in store.
Just to add to that, a thought came to me when you mentioned, like, when you ask somebody how their day is and they said not so bad or it could be better. It's when they're in that state of mind, I find that they're looking somewhere else or to someone else to make that day better instead of starting from within and making that day better themselves.
I think there's a lot of that. It all hinges around responsibility, doesn't it? And in the big picture, perhaps we've now got a generation of young people coming through where everything's been done for them. We've gone from a need generation, yeah, so I need warmth and food and heat and light, to a want
right.
generation, where a lot of young people, I want the latest Xbox, or I want
right.
a new car, or I want this. And they've got used to that. There's been available credit for a long time. And
right.
I think, to your point, the responsibility and taking responsibility for their own attitude and their own mood is vital. And sometimes we need to persuade people to say, look, you're the only one that can change. People aren't going to do this for you every day. I'm not going to walk in and say, hey, you're going to have a great day today, aren't you, if I'm not there. So they have to take that responsibility themselves.
Absolutely. So who's your favorite mentor, author, speaker? You don't have to pick one of all three, but whichever one that stands out to you, who's your favorite?
You know, I have loads, because I love feeding my brain with new stuff. I don't watch a lot of TV these days because TV tends to be very negative. I really enjoy people who inspire me. If I mention two, one is TED.com, if you're familiar with that, TED.com, which has the most inspirational speakers on the planet speaking for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And it is fantastic. It is really to widen the mind and think differently. And the other person who's been quite a big influence on me is Seth Godin. G-O-D-I-N. Seth Godin's, as I'm sure you know, is a New York marketing guru who is the sixth most read blog in the world. And he wrote a book called Purple Cow, and I'd recommend anybody read it because it's great. Imagine, let's say, we're on a train journey, and we look out through the window, and I say, oh, look at all those little black and white cows. And you say, oh, John, fantastic, aren't they sweet? There's a little calf there, whatever. After 15 minutes, we've probably seen enough black and white cows to last a lifetime. We then see a purple cow, and we talk about the purple cow for the rest of the journey. We go home, we tell our friends, we tell our family, I saw a purple cow today. Now, that's what his book Purple Cow is about. The analogy is, if you have a business that doesn't stand out, you might as well be invisible. And I've taken that as my personal brand, that if your personal brand doesn't stand out, you might as well be invisible. And let's face it, the majority of people stay invisible. For lots of reasons, it's more comfortable there. You don't have to stick your head above the parapet at all. But unless you stand out, will you ever succeed?
True.
So Seth Godin, I would recommend. He's written, I think, probably 8 or 9 bestsellers. But Purple Cow, for me, will be a good start point just to inspire ourselves to think differently.
Well, since you brought the book idea up, tell me about your book, Pond Life, and what inspired you to write it.
Oh, you know, I didn't know whether or not I could write a book, which is probably where everybody starts. They say there's a book in everybody, actually getting it out is the tough bit. And my clients would say to me, well, John, what else can you tell us? And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go away, and I'll sit down, and I'll write a small book to just give them at the end of the session. So I went to a beautiful little walled town in Italy called Mondavio and sat there for 7 days, 8 o'clock in the morning, made myself some coffee, and 8 at night, made myself some pasta, and did it for 7 days, and just wrote all day. And at the end of the week, I had a manuscript. I had the outline of the book. And then it was a long story, really. I came back, and I managed to get a publishing deal first time with a major international publisher. And the rest is history. We've just sold the Indian rights. We've sold the Polish rights. It's in Canada and it's Australia. It's in the US. So I've been very, very lucky on that. And it was really just to say, look, here's another approach to communication. And the reason it's called Pond Life is creating the ripple effect in everything you do. And in some ways, that links to what we were talking about before. If you don't stand out in some way and don't create any ripples, no one knows you're there. And in communication, in my world, it's creating those ripples that make an impact on other people. It's telling those stories that make an impact on other people. It's understanding them enough to give them enough information to help them do whatever they want to do and be whoever they want to be. That's most important, isn't it?
Yes, it is, indeed. When I first met you, I checked out your website. On your website, you had this John's Time Check spreadsheet. Now, I found it quite interesting when, especially if you are, if you own your own business or if you work hourly, just to determine how much money you're technically wasting for the year if you enter your information into this spreadsheet, or potential earnings you're wasting for the year. Now, what inspired you to come up with that spreadsheet?
Really, I think it was because I looked at how much time we waste. Time is very precious. I mean, we're only here for a finite period of time on this mortal coil, and we might as well make the most of it. And I just looked around me and saw all these people who just, and the analogy I'd use, they get on the hamster wheel, and it just keeps going round and round and round, and they keep on going on this hamster wheel through their working life, and the hamster wheel just gets faster. The days become longer. Do we get more productive? Do we get better? Only if we do something about it and perhaps occasionally take a step off that hamster wheel. Because if you look at your own life and everybody else's life, the time when we fly, you know, those times when we can fly the world that we're feeling fantastic, is not whilst we're on this hamster wheel doing what we do every day. It's when we take a pace off it. So I looked at that and I thought, well, hang on a second. Let's look at the whole day. What makes up that whole day? And sometimes I'll have fun with groups of people when I'm speaking and say, okay, hold both your hands out in front of you. And I say, on your left hand, divide your week into a series of hours, or your day, if you like to start with, but then your week into a series of hours. A lot of people are in meetings for those hours, and the meetings are normally how long? Well, if you subscribe to Microsoft Outlook, a meeting will be an hour long. So our day divides into hours. Why an hour is another question. I'll come back to that. But then I say, right, put a pile of those really useful hours. You know, the meetings you come out from when you're inspired, when you're buzzing, you want to do something more, you're excited to do the next bit. And put that pile of hours on one hand, and the other hours when you sat through a meeting because you had to be there, or you were bored, or all these other things on the other hand. And then keep the really powerful ones, those inspiring hours. Then look at the other hours and see how much you're wasting. And then to your point, you multiply those hours that you haven't really achieved anything by how much you would be worth for the hour someone's paying you. And the shock comes in how much that actually is. And for large organizations, then you times it by the number of people working for the organization. And it goes into millions. Millions of hours wasted. But also millions and millions of dollars that companies are trying to save all the time, and it's staring them in the face. But, you know, maybe it's time to change. So that's the reason I put that simple, fun spreadsheet together for anybody who wants to, just to download it and do it for a day or a few days. And then it gives you a visual representation of the times in your day you're actually not moving yourself forward. You're just on the hamster wheel doing stuff, and most of the time, not very exciting stuff.
That's so true. And to my subscribers, you can find this spreadsheet. You can download it off John's website. It's john-hammond.com. That's John-Hammond, HAMMOND.com. And he is giving away that spreadsheet. I think he should charge for it, but that's okay. That's my thought. You can get it for free off his website.
Yeah, it's fun to do, and it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because you don't divide, you just say in hours rather than divide them all up and every minute you could actually examine. But it is a bit of fun to do, so and I encourage people to try it because they might find a little bit more about themselves to make themselves more successful.
Absolutely. And, John, I know I just gave out your website, but if anyone wanted to get in contact with you or just to see some of the things that you're involved in, where can they find you or how can they reach you?
I think, as you said, Alicia, the easiest one is through my website. Lots of exciting things coming up in the next few months on that. We've got a brand new conference series starting next year, which will blow the socks off people because it's all about how to be amazing connectors and the secrets of the best in the world. We'll be revealing those next year. Got another book coming up soon. I'm in the middle of writing. So that's really exciting. And there's also some audio downloads coming shortly as well. So people can find out a bit more. And on the website, there's a few already there, and they're free, again. One or two tips, business boosts, I call them, that if you want a tip a day for a week, all you have to do is go on the website and look. And as you very kindly said, that's at www.john-hammond.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much, John. And it's been a real treat having you as a guest on my podcast. And I'm sure my subscribers will say the same. Thanks for sharing your knowledge and experience with us today. And we would love to have you back again as a guest.
Anytime you invite me, I'll be there. I very much look forward to that. It's been a great pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. And remember, you can find John on John, that's J-O-N, hyphen Hammond, that's H-A-M-M-O-N-D.com. And check out his site. Download that that spreadsheet with a time check. And get his book. It's available on Amazon. It's called The Pond Life. This is Lucky Lady at Sea, and yes, I'm at sea. And have a wonderfully fabulous day.